Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is now in Paris, where she's delivering a major foreign policy speech outlining the Bush administration views on Europe, Iraq, and the Middle East. Rice resumed her tour of European capitals today after 2 days of meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Earlier in the day, she was in Rome, conferring with the Italian government and Vatican officials. Italy is one of the few European nations to support the invasion of Iraq. France, on the other hand, is where anti-war and anti-American sentiment has been strongest. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Paris. What do you know, Sylvia, about the Secretary of State's speech there today?
Well, it's likely to be a very intellectual speech. It's going to touch on lofty themes. We understand she'll call on Europeans to join the United States in a campaign to spread democracy throughout the world and to promote what she calls the West's shared values. In a recent interview, Rice talked about the great causes that stand before this great alliance that first stood the test of time in winning the Cold War. She'll talk about common challenges such as proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and terrorism, human rights issues and foreign assistance, as well as the new opportunities for peace in the Middle East. The speech will probably be high in rhetoric and slight in details.
Of course, French-American relations have been severely strained by the war in Iraq. Where do they stand today?
Well, the low point was, of course, when Condoleezza Rice is said to have said, "Forgive Russia, ignore Germany, punish France." Today, the watchword in Paris is, "Let's move on." President Jacques Chirac called the Iraq elections an important step in Iraq's reconstruction. France also appears to have softened its demands for a speedy U.S. troop pullout from Iraq. A French government spokesman has indicated that time for confrontation is over and shared positions are more important than differences. And French commentators point out that the Bush administration has also made positive overtures to France and old Europe as a whole. For example, later this month, President Bush will make his first ever visit to EU headquarters in Brussels, and that's an important symbolic gesture after so much acrimony. But it would be a mistake if Washington were to feel vindicated in the whole affair. French Foreign Minister Michel Barnier said after the Iraq vote, "We regret nothing." And France, like Germany, has reiterated it won't send troops to Iraq. At most, Paris offered to train about 1,500 Iraqi policemen, but outside of Iraq. For France and the rest of Europe, with large, restless Muslim populations, resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the most urgent issue. It's a conflict that has direct daily repercussions on European streets. And President Chirac still stands by his vision of a multipolar world, one in which the United States is not the single most important world power.
Well, let's talk about this European tour by the new Secretary of State. Condoleezza Rice has included 8 countries there. Is it likely to restore transatlantic ties to where they were before the Iraq War?
Well, you know, it's no secret that most European leaders and public opinion were rooting for John Kerry in November, but now they know they have to live with George Bush for another 4 years. Now, as for Condoleezza Rice, many European papers call her Europe tour a charm offensive, and Europeans are somewhat ambivalent toward Rice. Her predecessor, Colin Powell, was widely respected, but he was seen as not being able to deliver. Europeans may consider Rice too ideologically rigid, but they know she's close to President Bush and that she'll talk straight. In any case, while both sides of the Atlantic have expressed the desire to mend fences, there are still many, many differences. You know, for example, the Kyoto Protocol, negotiations with Iran over nuclear weapons, and EU plans to lift the arms embargo on China. And it won't be easy to narrow those differences. Keep in mind that Europe has also changed a lot over the last 2 years. Yes, the continent was sharply divided over the Iraq War, and it's not the economic powerhouse it would like to be. However, there's a new self-confidence in Europe. For example, there was great celebration recently over the christening of a pan-European project, the huge new Airbus, which is seen as a great technological feat and a symbol of European economic integration. The French paper Le Monde recently editorialized, "When Europe is united, it can compete with the United States in all fields." This certainly may be hyperbole, but it's a sentiment that's beginning to creep through Europe.
Sylvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli speaking from Paris. Thank you.